Hello and welcome to chapter 6 of the service marketing series. In this chapter, we will discuss what's the real differentiator in marketing, and that's people. We'll talk about the role that people play as differentiator in marketing. Now, as we've discussed throughout the series, what makes service marketing different to product marketing is the intangible nature of services. Services, unlike products, can't be felt or touched, or customers can't see a product. So imagine you walking into, for example, an electronics store where you want to buy a new laptop or a new tablet or a new air conditioner or a new smartphone. Now, there is a huge display of different products and different product categories where you have products from different brands. For example, if you want to buy a new laptop, for example, you can walk into an electronic store like a Croma or a Reliance Digital and other such stores, and you could see series of laptops from different brands, Hewlett Packard, Dell, Asus, and other such companies. So as you walk by each laptop in the display, you can see the description, okay, the kind of processor that the laptop is using, the internal memory, and other such specifications along with the price. And you can actually touch and feel the laptop. You can check the webcam. You can try and browse. You could see the software specifications. You could open the settings and you could see. You could close the flap and you can pick up the laptop. You can see the weight, the design, the look and feel. So what you're doing is you're actually testing the product. You're using the product. And you want to see how it looks. Does it match the perception that you had before you walked into the store? Is the laptop good enough to what you've seen your colleagues or your friends using at work or in college or university? So you had a perception, you walk into the store and you meet the physical product with the specifications written, and you could test the specifications, the features, the aesthetics right then and there before you make a decision to buy. So irrespective of whether somebody, a store rep or a company rep, comes and helps you and sells it to you, that helps. But even without that, if you are an informed buyer, if you understand how laptops work and the memory, the processor, the graphics card and everything else, you can make a decision on your own depending upon the display that you have at the store. And that's for product marketing. In service, that's not the case. In service, it's the person who tells you about the service. You may have brochures, you may have catalogs displaying, for example, if you're booking a travel package, you may have pictures of the resort, the hotel, local beaches and mountain views. Everything would be there, but that's in pictures, in visuals. It's not physical in true form. You can't experience it. Today you have virtual reality headsets that could help in, for example, travel, but not for all categories. And even that does not give you the real feel. You then want to question the representative, the person, about what you are getting for in against what you are paying for. And hence, in service marketing, more than in product, it's the people who become the real differentiator. Or your marketing communication, your messages, get the buyers to where you want them to be at the time of purchase. The final hurdle is where the people come into play. So people who interact with the customers directly leave an impact on the customer throughout their interaction with the brand. So right from the information stage to whatever queries they may have, till the final purchase, and even after that, as the service is delivered over time, the way queries are handled, we discussed about empathy and responsiveness. So it's people who make the differentiation at the first buy phase and then throughout the life cycle of the customer's journey with your brand. So people create service experiences for the customer, which either leads to customer loyalty or customer churn. So if your service reps or your account managers or relationship managers, which are popular designations in service organizations. So if they don't treat customers well, if they're not able to understand the customer's problems, challenges, queries, and if they're not responsive to the customer's needs and questions, customers don't have a good experience. They don't like the way a relationship manager would treat the customer. And that's when they trigger the thought that, as a customer, should I move on to a competitor? Maybe I shouldn't renew my subscription with these guys. Maybe I should evaluate some other company. So it's that experience. And then if somebody would come and ask a dissatisfied customer, a not so happy customer, that how about this company? Should I subscribe to the services? The answer would be no. The customer may or may not talk negative about the experience, but it would sure not be a positive recommendation. So not only you lose a customer, or you potentially lose a customer, you also lose out on referrals and positive word of mouth publicity. That's where positive experiences come into play. And who creates positive experiences? It's people. Yeah, you may have entire automated service models in modern tech-driven service businesses, but at the end, when a customer wants problems to be solved, when the bots fail and when escalation happens, they reach to the people, the representatives, the account managers, the relationship managers, and it's how they manage customer queries, manage feedback, manage complaints, resolve issues that ultimately determine customer loyalty for your brand or customer churn. So people have the skills to influence the customer's purchase decision and the experience. At times, you may come across really qualified, knowledgeable, presentable service reps or sales managers, sales reps, who would tell you everything about the brand, who would tell you as a customer, what is it that you should be looking for? How can this customize the service package based on your requirements? So again, going back to the travel experience, they would understand if you're traveling with friends or you're traveling solo, if you're traveling with your family, kids, wife, parents, and accordingly, they would customize your itinerary. They would customize the experience that you will have at the hotel or at the resort or any other diners that you may visit. They'll tell you about shopping destinations. So they will understand your requirement. They will customize the service experience. They make the difference. They influence your purchase decision and your experience. Now, people are like the lifeline for delivery, because as I said, they are the ones who determine either the customer loyalty or dissatisfaction and churn. So being customer sensitive is another aspect, or the key aspect, in the people which would create service experience for the customer. So you need people who are customer sensitive, who understand the key role that they play in spreading a positive experience for your customers, and who understand that they could either kill or they could make the brand. So they need to understand the role that they play as a differentiator in the service business. So now, how can you ensure that your people, or you as a service rep, a service manager, or as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, can be a differentiator for your service business, for your brand? First, anybody who is dealing with customers, pre-sales, sales, after sales, complaints, customer care, finance, accounting, anywhere, any department, any function, the person needs to be well-trained. Well-trained in communication, well-trained in the company policies, well-trained in understanding the service guidelines, the way the service will be delivered, well-trained to answer customer questions. They need to have a frequently asked questions guide that they can refer to. So they need to understand in each stage of the customer's purchase journey, right from getting to know about your company till the purchase and then after sales. They need to understand what the customer may look for. They need to understand the kind of questions, the queries the customer may have. They need to know the kind of challenges customers face, especially after sales, and they need to be well trained to answer and resolve those questions and challenges. Then they need to have excellent soft skills. So it doesn't have to be really fluent. Soft skills is more about just fluent language. It's about empathy. It's about politeness. It's about being courteous. So they need to have excellent soft skills to be able to talk to a customer. At times, verbal communication is the only mode. You may get a call and you need to talk to a customer over the phone. You need to have really good communication skills to be able to actively listen to the customer, ask the right questions, and then guide the customer to the right solution and empathize with the customer. We spoke about empathy in the Rater scale. So empathize with the customer, let the customer feel, and more importantly, let the customer believe that you understand the customer, you understand his or her pain, challenges, and you would do everything in your capacity to resolve that for the customer. Then you need to have empowered reps. You don't need customer reps who are not able to take decisions when a customer reaches out to them. For example, let's say a customer walks into a restaurant and orders a particular dish, and the dish is served to the customer. The customer does not really like what has been served. Maybe the taste is not as good as it was the last time. Maybe there is something in the food which shouldn't be there, and the customer complains to the manager or the person who served the food. Now, does that person is empowered to tell the customer, hey, don't worry, sir, we'll replace the food for you, no cost? Or do you require the person to walk up to the restaurant manager, tell them what the situation is, and then get a final decision from the restaurant manager or the owner while the customer waits? But that split second decision makes a difference. If the person directly in touch with the customer has been empowered to take a decision, the customer feels happy. They feel that the restaurant, the staff is responsive and cares about his or her experience. And this is true for every scenario. For example, if you call a telecom service help desk and you complained about a late fee being charged because when you tried to pay it last week, their website was not functional because of server issues and hence you could not make the payment, or because your payment UPI service provider was having technical issues, hence you could not pay your telecom bill. So do you empower your service rep to tell the customer that, okay, this is fine, we understand that you had a problem, so we waive off the late fee? Or do you want the rep to put the customer on hold, go back to a manager, discuss it, and then come back and tell the customer that, okay, we waive off the late fee? Now, in both the situations, you waived off the late fee, but which of these two would leave a positive experience and image for the customer? Obviously, the first one, when you had an empowered rep talk to the customer. Now, obviously, there would be certain escalations where you need the first person who is interacting with the customer to go and seek from somebody higher up the authority. But for most cases, identify the common cases, the common issues, why customers would call, why customers would complain, the kind of requests that they have, and then empower your frontline employees to take decisions right then and there. Instant resolution is the best customer care and experience that you could provide. And then you need people who are passionate about their job. If a person working for a travel agency is not passionate about travel, about vacations, then that person will not be great at his job because he will sound disinterested. When a customer would ask him for his views, his opinion, his suggestions to plan her travel package or vacation plan, this person will not sound passionate because he is not interested in travel. So you need to have people who are passionate about what they do at work. So to make your people the real differentiator for your service business, ensure they are well trained, they understand the service policies, guidelines, customer problems, customer needs, train them on soft skills, ensure they have good, excellent soft skills, empower them to take decisions, solve customer challenges and pain points, and ensure that you hire people who are passionate about what they do. So people or employees can be a differentiator when their interaction with the customer leads to a great customer experience, which further will develop and enhance customer loyalty. This in turn enhances revenue in terms of repeat purchases, and this in turn would lead to word of mouth referrals for your service business. So understand that in service marketing, unlike product, it's people who represent your service. It's people who can tell the customers how reliable you are as a service company, who can give the assurance, and who can empathize and be responsive to customers' need. That's it in chapter 6, where we spoke about people being the real differentiator in the service business. Thank you.